The Al Franken Show is back. The Bush administration has tried very, very hard to redefine a small business as any business without a major sports stadium named after it. But Lloyd Chapman, who advocates on behalf of actual small businesses, thinks that's a bad idea. We'll find out why this hour. Plus, Al Franken Show producer Jim Norton on what the Washington administration would have done with the prisoners at Gitmo other than make them wear silly wigs. Hour two of the Al Franken Show starts now. Lloyd Chapman is president of the American Small Business League. He joins us from God's country, Novato, California, up there in Marin. That's a beautiful area. Thank you for joining us, Lloyd.
Thanks, Al. Thanks for having me on your show.
Now, there are different organizations that do represent small businesses or say they do. Are you like a lefty? Are you like a radical lefty guy who's just posing to represent small businesses? Is that your background? Are you a lefty activist?
Well, you know, I think people think I am, Al, but actually in my office I've got a picture of me and the first President Bush and Gerald Ford, and I was a big supporter of Republican Governor Pete Wilson, and I guess I'm an independent, but I'm a small business advocate, and you can't be a small business advocate and be a Republican in America today.
Okay, but you were a Republican.
I was.
You were, in that, but now an independent.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you were from, like, Texas, right?
I'm from Austin, Texas, and President okay. Bush and I had a mutual friend in the late Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Bob Bullock, and like I said, I met his father, and when he was first elected, I was happy to see a Texan in the White House, but I'm very disappointed now.
Okay, let's go into small business, and some of the history of the relationship between the federal government and small business, and what Congress did in 1953 with the Small Business Act, and what the thinking was behind that, and what that did, and what it is supposed to continue to do.
All right. Well, back in 1953, they passed the Small Business Act because Congress and the President realized that small businesses with less than 100 employees are where most Americans work. Today, 98% of all U.S. firms have less than 100 employees. It's 23 million companies. And so I look at it as an economic stimulus package, and it makes sense to do business with the companies where most Americans work, where most of the jobs are created, where most of the income tax comes from.
And Congress felt that small business needed to be protected and against huge business.
Exactly. Yep.
And it does a number of things, as I understand. And tell me if I'm wrong here. One is set asides, which is basically saying that with federal contracts, they're going to set aside a certain amount of contracts for small businesses.
That's right.
And the other is securing loans. In other words, if a small business needs a loan, the federal government will secure it, will back it.
That's correct, Al.
And that's basically sort of what it does, right? What the Small Business Association does.
Yeah, that's the two main functions of the Small Business Administration.
It's your contention, and federal reports corroborate this, is that the federal government is actually giving contracts to very big businesses that small businesses should be getting.
That's correct.
And that the Bush administration is not only encouraging that, but really doing everything it can to stop investigations into this kind of thing and to actually gut the Small Business Administration.
Yeah, since Bush took office, he's cut the SBA staffing and budget by around 50 to 60%, whoever you talk to. And I've had a couple of senior SBA executives tell me that the budget's been cut to the point that the agency can no longer function. And a Bush attorney told me that George Bush intends to starve the SBA to death. And his exact words were, "and in all programs for the little guy."
Okay, has there been legitimate criticism of the Small Business Administration I mean, I've heard criticisms of it that it just part of the criticism I've heard is that it guarantees loans for big businesses.
You know, sometimes that happens. Unfortunately, what's happened at the SBA is when Ronald Reagan took office, he began to try to close the agency and end all these programs for small businesses. And I think it's important for people to realize that we're talking about around $119 billion a year that's supposed to go to small businesses and billions of dollars in loans. And I was surprised to find out myself just a few months ago that the Republican Party has sort of an anti-small business history. And people can go to the Internet and Google abolish SBA, and all these stories come up from the early and mid-'80s of how groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Federation of Independent Business and the Republicans have tried to close the SBA in the loan programs. And
I know even in 96 they were trying to do this.
Yeah, the Republicans have tried to close the SBA. Reagan did it in 84 and 85 with David Stockman, his budget director. And then in 95 and 96, Republican members of Congress proposed legislation to close the SBA or combine it with the Commerce Department. And as soon as Bush took office, he began to cut the agency's budget and staff. He's now cut it for 6 consecutive years. He's proposed to cut it for 9 consecutive years. And I'm concerned that this latest nominee, Stephen Preston, that his job is going to be to close the agency. And I want people to – I guess I want Republican small business people to realize – that they're going to end all federal programs to help women, minorities, disabled veterans, and small businesses.
You know, it's weird because the president talks a good game on small business. I remember, all the time, talking about the estate tax, They always go like, oh, well, we want to protect people's small businesses. And he talked about small businesses a lot during the 2004 race in a lot of different respects. In terms of health care and things like that. But let's go into some examples, for example, of the federal government giving contracts under the Small Business Administration to big businesses.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I got involved in this a few years ago when I was in the computer business here in Northern California, and one of my salespeople was working on a bid they were told was a small business set-aside, which means only small businesses can bid on it. And we lost it to a company called Berman. They're in Amsterdam, and at that time they had 26,000 employees in 28 countries. And I was shocked. So that night I went to my computer. I looked at the SBA's database of small businesses, and I found 600 of the biggest companies in the world. And that's still happening. So even though there's been 11 federal investigations that have found fraud, abuse, lack of oversight, I just got the latest government numbers on small business contracting last week, and the Dutch firm gets around $100 million a year in U.S. government small business contracts. Companies like Northrop Grumman get around $200 million a year. And
now, how can that be possible? How can Northrop Grumman get contracts under the Small Business Administration?
Well, I want people to realize it's because the Republican Party has established those policies that allow that. So it's perfectly legal for this Dutch company to get $100 million a year in U.S. government small business contracts because the policy has been adopted by...
Well, what's the policy? That a big business is now a small business? Or what's the policy?
Here's a funny question, Al. If you could decide how long could a company keep their small business status once they're acquired by a Fortune 500 company, most people say, well, as soon as you're acquired, you know, you can no longer keep the policy. Under current federal law, there are large businesses that can keep their small business status. There are small businesses that can keep their small business status once they're acquired by a Fortune 500 company for 20 years.
Oh, I see.
20 years. So under current federal law,
okay.
It's amazing. So under current federal law, the United States government can report awards to Fortune 500 companies until the year 2024.
Okay, now you guys, what you guys end up having to do is investigations of the Small Business Administration and of because they're giving these loans that are loans and business and contracts to the Fortune 500 companies when they should be giving them to small businesses, and you want to find out, you want to get the information, so you have to file Freedom of Information Act requests. And the Justice Department, the Bush administration, is fighting you on that, right?
That's correct. It's the main problem is with the contracting. And I realized a couple of months ago that when I go to federal court to try to uncover information that could be used to prove fraud, my number one opponent is the Justice Department. And I've won 3 lawsuits against the federal government. I've got 2 more pending. In every case, when I win the lawsuits, I uncover information of federal contracting fraud. And as opposed to going after these fraudulent companies, the Justice Department works with the government agencies like the SBA and the General Services Administration and the Pentagon to cover up the fraud. And I'm sort of shocked at that.
You know what? You shouldn't be.
I'm not anymore, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Because these guys, they really have been trying to get rid of this stuff since Reagan. And as late as 96, the Republican Congress tried to do this.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess I'm thinking about the upcoming elections, and there really shouldn't be anything such as a Republican woman small business owner, or Republican minority business owner, or Republican disabled veteran, small business owner, because the Republicans, if they continue to control Congress, I'm convinced, by the way, that they're going to eliminate all programs to help women, minorities, veterans, and small businesses. And, I'm very concerned about that, and I think that people should quit listening to what George Bush says and look at what he does. Go to the Internet, type in abolish SBA and take a look at it, and he's going to end those programs. And, by the way, that money will go to the defense and aerospace industry. So it's $119 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
If Bush and the Republican Party are successful in ending those programs, that money's going to wind up in the hands of some of the biggest defense contractors, which, it's my understanding, are some of Bush's biggest campaign contributors.
Of course. Well, that's how it works. Well, thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you for joining us today. Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League, and he came, joined us from Novato, California. Well, you heard him. If you own a small business, this administration is not your friend. We'll be right back with the Al Franken Show here on Air America Radio.